Estevan. Three longtime members of the Estevan Sharks Water Polo Club had a memorable summer, representing their country on the international stage. Josefina and Alexandra Holohovsky Andrist, along with Michaela Hack, had a busy summer of competitions. Alexandra and Michaela were on the Team Canada entry that competed at the Junior Pan Am Games in Indianapolis, which is a qualifying event for the Water Polo World Juniors. Canada finished 11th at the event. And all three were part of Team Canada for the Women's World Youth Water Polo Championships in Belgrade, Serbia, in August. Canada finished 10th at the tournament. Josefina was named the team captain. While Josefina was not part of the Junior Pan Am Games tournament, she was selected to play for Team Saskatchewan at the National U19 Youth Cup in Montreal, where she helped Canada win the gold medal. Michaela said she enjoyed the experience of playing for Canada in two separate events. I met some wonderful athletes and got to see new playing styles from other coaches. Our opponents were very good and I feel like I learned a lot. I am very happy to have been able to play with the team. Alexandra said both tournaments were completely different, but they were amazing and fun to compete in. Even the level of competition you played at against such talented people and with such talented people was incredible. Going back to Sask, it will be different, definitely different, said Alexandra. Josefina, meanwhile, made it her goal to be part of the team in Belgrade after getting cut from the Indianapolis squad. She stepped up her training and focus, and was picked as captain by the three coaches. It was in Verona, Italy, that I think the coaches really started to be like, hey, this girl might be a good team captain, said Josefina. Alexandra added that the coaches had an extra amount of time to watch Josefina, while some of the players arrived late due to the Indianapolis tournament. She was always helpful, said Alexandra. She was always helping to clean up. She was always there whenever people wanted help, she was able to help. Even though some players were more experienced, she was my choice. If I could have voted, I think I would have voted for her. The young women they played with are the best in their age group. I loved it. It was a great experience and a great learning opportunity. Even if I didn't do the best I could have, I think I could have done a little better in some games. I don't regret it at all and I would do it again, said Alexandra. Michaela was also pleased with how she played in both. I feel like the World Championship tournament is where I played better. We felt like a real team and even if we didn't place as high as we wanted, we were all moving together and all of our plays reflected that, said Michaela. While there were differences between the two international events, Alexandra said there were similarities, since both events were run by FINA, which is the sport's governing body. It was very hot in Serbia, and they played in an outdoor pool. We'd never played outdoors before, said Alexandra. We'd only ever done indoors with the Estevan pool being indoors and the Regina pool being indoors. Playing outdoors is very different than playing indoors, because you have the sun in your eyes and you have the pool that has the sun reflecting off it. All three young athletes expect the events will help with their development. Their names are on the list for Water Polo Canada, the coaches know them and all three have experience. It's really about getting that experience with trips and with teammates, and having those coaches know you, because, these coaches can also help us, said Josefina. They also spent the entire summer training. Josefina admits it was a disappointment when she wasn't chosen to play in Indianapolis, but it was a thrill to win gold in Montreal. It was really nice to have a victory after getting cut. It was really nice to have a win. So it felt great to play with Team Sask. Again, she said, the three swimmers are grateful to the Sharks program for giving them their start in the sport. I'm still so proud, said Josefina. I would walk around with Team Canada people, girls from Montreal, and I would say, hey, I'm from this small town named Estevan. Alexandra added she has a lot of pride in being from Estevan. Even in Serbia, she would tell people she wasn't from Regina or Saskatoon. It's smaller than both of them, but it's even better than both of them, said Alexandra. We won a lot as kids. There's a lot of pride, and especially against people from Regina. We say, yeah, we're from Estevan. We used to beat you all of the time. I owe the Sharks a whole lot for this experience, added Michaela. They first got me involved in water polo and kept me involved. I learned how to be a team player, how to keep pushing and how to play like a team. Those skills will be with you wherever you go. They also hope to secure scholarships to play water polo at the U.S. collegiate level. Alexandra and Josefina are taking a year off to train and improve their skills, while Michaela is taking her first year of university in Regina. This experience was very eye-opening. It helped me see how fast games can go and how quickly we can gain or lose the upper hand. I learned so many new skills in that short month and a half and different plays that can work, said Michaela. People can go a long ways with water polo, Josefina said, and it's a great sport to play. Those who work as hard as they did could go as far as them, or even further.